This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Denver is set to hit pause on development of new data centers. Yesterday, the mayor joined calls for a moratorium. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Alfonso Espino is an organizer for the GES Coalition, a North Denver community group. Over the last few months, he's been pushing to stop CoreSite, a Denver-based developer, from expanding a data center campus in the area. He thought it'd be tough to get Denver Mayor Mike Johnston on board, but...
The mayor stepped in last second and said that he would support it. So from my view, it cleared all the political barriers from passing a moratorium in the next couple of months.
A pause wouldn't permanently block new data centers, but it would give Denver time to pass regulations to limit their water and electricity usage. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Along the Front Range today, there are red flag warnings from Colorado Springs to Fort Collins. High temperatures today are likely to reach 70 degrees, with winds gusting up to 40 miles per hour in some places. At higher elevations, the winds may reach up to 80 miles per hour. National Weather Service meteorologist Russell Danielson says people should follow safety orders to ensure they don't start a fire.
The drought continues, and we definitely do not want to start a fire these next few days.
There is some good news in the forecast. A cold front is likely to move in later in the day. That storm system is expected to drop 6 to 15 inches of snow near Rocky Mountain National Park. Overall, light to moderate snowfall is expected across much of the mountains. A state park ranger who staged an attack against himself has been sentenced to probation. Callum Heskett pleaded guilty Monday to making a false report of emergency. Officials say Heskett stabbed himself at Staunton State Park in August. He initially said someone else stabbed him in an altercation, which led to a manhunt while Heskett was treated at a hospital. This is CPR News. It's 8:06.